Om Shanti. 27th December 2018, Thursday. Today's blessing is, may you become an embodiment of happiness and cry proof by drying your tank of tears in the heat of yoga. Some children say that so and so is causing them sorrow and that this is why they cry. However, if that one is causing it, why do you take it? That one's duty is to cause it, but you don't have to take it. Children of God can never cry. Children of God can never cry. Crying has stopped. Both the crying through the eyes and the crying in the mind. Where there is happiness, there will not be any crying. Tears of happiness or of love is not said to be crying. So dry the tank of tears in the heat of yoga and consider obstacles to be games, and you will become an embodiment of happiness. So may you become an embodiment of happiness and cry proof by drying your tank of tears in the heat of yoga. Crying is a very natural, they say, human response to a very strong emotion or feeling. And crying can result from grief, from sadness, from depression, from frustration, or sometimes joy, happiness, ecstatic feelings, overwhelming situations can sometimes make person cry. So Baba is telling us, you have become children of God, so all your tears have dried up, and you cannot say that somebody has given me sorrow. It's because of somebody that I am sorrowful, I am crying. This blame game has stopped. There are two things. One is to give sorrow, another is to take sorrow. All religions have taught that, not to give sorrow. But this is an additional thing which Baba has said here, that do not even take sorrow. And you cannot say that or complain that somebody is giving me sorrow. Somebody is responsible for all the sufferings, all the sorrow, all the obstacles of my life. When the focus is removed from the outside and we go within, that time the real spiritual journey starts. So saying that somebody is making me cry, this is a sign of weakness. Even if that one's duty is to cause you sorrow, but what is your duty? Your duty is not to take it. And again, Baba has added one more beautiful thing, which we keep on quoting here and there often, to dry the tank of tears in the heat of yoga. This is a very celebrated saying of God, to dry these tears in the heat of yoga. So now the question is, why do we cry? What are the causes of crying? Sorrow, unhappiness, sadness, melancholia, prolonged sadness, grief reaction, somebody has died who was very near and dear to us. And crying is a release phenomenon. After crying, the stress hormones are released and person feels very happy, relaxed. So it's also a sort of catharsis. It works as an emotional purgative, where you vent out all the feelings which were pent up within the heart. So it's also viewed as a release phenomenon. And to some extent, the worldly people say that one should cry, because if one doesn't cry, and that there happens a sort of repression or suppression, then in the long run, it manifests itself in psychosomatic problems, insomnia. Maybe something is hidden within. Depression, something is hidden within. Total anhedonia. Anhedonia is a loss of interest in everything. Melancholia. A deep sense of frustration. All these are the latter manifestations, or exact, even physical issues. Not just psychosomatic, but proper, like heart issues and diabetes and so many other things from medical side. So, one is to know what are the causes of crying, and now in general, and then in my life situations, in the past, what were those situations where I cried, and why did I cry? Can I justify my crying? We are not talking of those tears of happiness or tears of love of God. But at present we are focusing on the negative aspect, where we were sorrowful, frustrated, in depression, and resorted to crying, or we wanted somebody to cry, somebody to see us crying, or whatever, to gain sympathy, or whatever reason. So first try to find out the root of crying. Why did I cry? Is it a sign of weakness or is it a sign of strength? Did I feel relaxed after crying, or that made me dependent on somebody? Was I stronger after crying? If suppose somebody dies in the family, and usually in BKs it is seen that BKs don't cry. Okay. Because they have been taught about soul and the eternity of the soul. But there is a flip side of this. Somebody you are attached to, or very near and dear one, has died. And because of the customs and rules of the Brahmin family, and one has to project oneself as a yogi, one doesn't resort to crying. But there is a deep shock within, and that tears are suppressed. And the person keeps on suffering. This has happened. So many mothers we have seen, or their daughters have died, and those mothers, they did not cry. But now they are suffering from n number of problems. And going to the root of all of those problems, we get to know that there is a suppressed emotion there. They need to cry. And purge out everything what is within them, so that they can start a new life, because they have not detached themselves from the deceased person. They are still thinking of that person and they are sorrowful within, but outside they show that we are detached and we are yogis. So this becomes a trap for many people. So sometimes crying or tears have therapeutic value. It has got therapeutic value. Crying is a treatment sometimes. Whatever that is suppressed from long time, cry out and remove all that. First of all. Because person keeps on suffering. This is a sort of practicing self-hypocrisy. To thine own self to be true. We are not true to ourselves. It means. So this will not be in all cases, some cases. So now, in general, the causes of crying, and then in my life, what are the causes of crying? Why did I cry? When did I cry? How long that crying persist? And now the thing is, how to stop crying and how to control crying. These are the two different questions. One is, when you are crying, immediately at that time, how to stop? Baba is using very high words, with the heat of yoga. Dry the tears, tank of tears. So how do you stop crying? When you are already crying, you are already crying. This is the first question. That time, how do you stop crying? You are already crying, blubbering. In English, it is known as blubber. You are already crying and crying and crying. How do you stop that time? They talk of some physical measures and then some other things. They say you pinch yourself. Some acupuncture helps. Here, in the middle of the forehead, pinch for 2-3 minutes. Or try to bite your cheek from teeth inside. Yeah, so this is something which is known as diverting the mind. Now, these are the different ways of diverting the mind. Either you pinch yourself, or you press here, the Chinese method of acupuncture, or you start biting. Now, you are in public, okay? A meeting is going on, and somebody makes a hurtful comment. A very, very sarcastic remark in front of everyone. In the middle of the meeting, and you can't escape, and it is you are not prepared for it, and suddenly you get emotional, and that point is something very, very hurtful, and now you have to stop crying. I'm talking of that situation. How to, when you are already crying, how to stop? So divert the mind. You know, in medicine, medical studies, medical field, suppose we have to check some neurological examination of the patient, and we tell him that we are going to check you, he becomes conscious, so we have to divert his mind. We do gendrasic maneuver. If you tell the patient to do like this, so that his mind gets focused here, or here, like this, so that we can continue our examination other body parts. So that is diversion of the mind. So here also, first is something like physical, or they talk of deep breathing, start breathing deeply, so that this crying, immediate crying will stop, and then try to go away from the scene, if possible, distance yourself immediately, don't stay there and start crying, continue crying, wherever you are. Immediately distance yourself from that situation. Scene safety is must. So go away from that dangerous situation. One other method is walking. Go for a long walk. That may not be possible because somebody is crying in the dead of the night. So we may not be able to go out and seek nature. But if possible, go out for a walk. Go out and seek nature. The five elements. They have got a anti-crying effect and deep therapeutic or curative value. So seeking silence and seeking solitude and going, or if there is a trusted friend, go to him. That's what they say. Or there is a counselor, go to him. Or anybody. And here in our Brahmin family, Baba is our most trusted friend. So go and tell him everything. Or one more method is journaling. Start writing your emotions. Because these are the emotions which have come up now. And after some time you might forget them. If you don't write. And then you will feel for next 10 days, oh, nothing is there. It's fine. But even though you are fine, in at that moment such disturbance happened and you have those written documented proof that you had got disturbed, all your claims that I am an unshakable yogi, what's all those claims were shattered at that point of time. So keep on, immediately write down, you can write on your mobile, this is what I am feeling now. Somebody has said this hurtful remark and these are my reaction. I am feeling anxious. I am feeling insecure. I am feeling restless. I am feeling out of control. I am not having yoga with Baba. Baba is totally forgotten. Start writing everything. The moment all these thoughts come, now situation will pass away after some time, and then go back and review these things which you have written, because even the person who was writing was the same person. Now try to understand each and every point in retrospect. Okay, this had made me restless, so should I continue to do the same thing? Should I change the reaction? Because these feelings which just popped up, they were sudden. And till now I was not knowing. Because if suppose this is my mind, this is my mind, and there was a dark corner of my mind which I did not know. Now this situation has come, some hurtful word, remark, behavior, and that behavior has come as a torch. And that torch has focused on this hidden dark corner of my mind, hidden emotions of my mind, and these emotions came out. And they will immediately go back when the situation is gone. And I may not know it afterwards. I will say, okay, it was a bad situation, that's it. But then again, after 5 years, 2 years, 1 year, 6 months, 6 days, if the same stimulus comes, again I will fall down. Now this stimulus could be anything. It could be sensual stimulus, it could be anything. And every time the stimulus will change. But if you have not taken time, you have to take out time. Don't think that this has just, even our greatest mistake is that we don't learn from our mistakes. We don't learn from our responses. Somebody insulted. Okay, I felt very bad. But what exactly I felt, I should write down. We always say that we are world benefactor and so on and so forth. But when I am insulted, at that point of time, I am feeling like to take revenge. I am feeling like to go resort to tit for tat philosophy. I am thinking of ways and means to do the same thing to that person. Keep on writing, write down immediately all those things. And then later on focus on each and every point and churn and think, oh my mind, on one side you say that you are a world benefactor and at that point you were thinking like that. Have you forgotten all the principles of this Brahmin life? Where had gone your endurance power? Where has gone your fortitude, your tolerance? Everything smashed to smithereens. The most important person to study is, because I am the most complex person, I have to study my own mind, my own emotions, my own hidden emotions, how they jump and what are the triggers, what are the flips, how they come out. I need to study myself because I have become so complicated. So crying, when you have to stop immediately, distract the mind, use some physical maneuver, or somebody says look up like this, or somebody says swallow your tears, and somebody says just look at the other side of the, at one corner, focus your mind somewhere. If you are crying in the front, in the middle of the meeting, get focused at one point, Tratak yoga at one point, and don't move from your eyes from there. Probably the tears will go away. So this was the question, how to stop crying. Another is how not to cry. That is another question. How not to cry? How not to cry means, Baba is saying, those who are happy will never cry. Children of God will never cry. Children of God would never take sorrow. Somebody is giving sorrow, but I will not take sorrow. Somebody would make a lot of efforts to make me unhappy, but I will not cry. You know, in Greece, there was, in Athens, Socrates was there. And his wife, I forgot her name, Xanthippe, what is the wife's name? Anybody? Nobody. Xanthippe or something like that. Wife of Socrates. She was the very dangerous woman who would torment her husband like anything. But he was always happy. And you must have seen that picture where that wife poured that hot tea on his face and there is a permanent mark, black mark on his face. She was that dangerous. But he was always happy with her. He was learning new lessons every day from his wife. And his wife would devise new methods to torture him every day. But he was ever happy. There was a gentleman who came to Socrates and he said, "Should I marry?" Because he was expecting that he will say no. And when Socrates says no, he can tell the world and his family that I don't want to marry because Socrates said yes and not to marry. He was to use Socrates like that. So when that man came to Socrates, young man, and asked the question, "My parents are saying, should I marry?" So he said, "Yes, please marry." Because if you marry and you get a good wife, it is all good. If you marry and if you get a dangerous wife, you will become Socrates. So please go ahead. So what is our response? No matter somebody's oppressor, dictator, tyrant, and derives sadistic pleasures in giving sorrow to us. But then, it's up to us. What's our response? We should have some anti-crying drugs with us. Anti-crying injections. Antidote for crying with us all the time. So the question again is, how not to cry? How not to cry? You have to find out why I cry. Probably there are some weak points in my personality. And one of the weakest point in personality is HSP. HSP, highly sensitive person. Those who are HSPs, they resort to crying. Crying dolls, crying babies, or feeling Devi, what Baba says. So these are all the people, they are the most, their tears are just kept here. They are waiting for somebody to press the button. And the moment somebody presses the button, the flood starts. Tears starts welling up. So, and that time they don't have heat of yoga. And the tank of tears get full, overflowing tank of tears. So, those who are HSP, in the path of spirituality you have to tolerate, you have to bear so much. You cannot remain a sensitive plaything. That every Tom, Dick and Harry is coming and disturbing him, you are going away and you are getting disturbed. Here you have to tolerate a lot. And that's why this is one thing. Second, cause of how not to cry is probably I am not understanding the sanskars of souls. Sanskars. Suppose somebody is there and her or his boss is very strict and that boss habit is to make others cry. If you understand the nature of the person, at least crying will stop. Probably you are having too many expectations from him which he doesn't fulfill and that's why you resort to crying every now. So one of the reasons for crying is too much expectations from others. And when they don't fulfill, I cry. I send a message, somebody doesn't respond. I feel bad. Though not cry, but somebody, HSPs might resort to crying. So which category? So lot of expectations, lot of crying. Lot of sensitivity within, lot of cry. Not understanding situations will make me cry. and poor understanding of Gyan. If you understand this Gyan fully, in today's Sakar Murli, at 2-3 places Baba said, no two souls are similar. No two intellects are similar. Everything, everyone is different. Everybody has a part to play. Everyone has a part to play. And everyone's part is different. So, probably I'm not understanding that. This is a... When I come in contact with a soul, one more point is, I should feel, I'm not just seeing soul. See, I come in contact with this brother, I'm not just seeing a soul. I am interacting with a set of sanskars. I am interacting with a set of complicated sanskars. Because the other soul, I don't know what background he is coming from. Not of these birth, but many births. What all things and what account I have with this soul, I don't know. Initially, everything looks so good. But after some time, everything is topsy-turvy. So, I am coming in contact. So, understand this Gyan. Spiritual maturity comes only by understanding this knowledge. Every soul is different. You cannot say that why he is not doing like that or why. If I want to remain stable in life, my aim is to understand souls, situations, this drama. In today's Sakar Murli Baba said, drama. This is written in the drama. Why you did like this? Baba said about Gita. Bhagwan is changed, badal diya. Even the God is changed. But it was written, recorded in the Gita. In the drama, what you can do? Drama is pre-recorded. Canned. English, there is a word, canned. You know, canned? Canned means prepared in advance. Canned response. Canned drama. Pre-recorded. In advance. So sometimes, in order for preparation for, and one more thing, for crying, not to cry, one should be prepared. If what to do in such situations. Some preparation should be there. For insults, for remarks, for comments, for criticism, harsh criticism. How do I tackle harsh criticism? If I am criticized very, very severely, how do I tackle it? There should be some canned, pre-recorded, in advance, prepared responses with us. That I have to behave in this manner. I will not resort to crying. Because usually, mostly, I think Baba is saying both crying through eyes and crying in the mind. Sisters, they love to cry through eyes. And brothers, they cry in the mind. Their crying is invisible. While sisters, their crying is visible. What? There is a weapon. They use it as a weapon. So, you have to go beyond all this male and maleness and femaleness. Crying is a sort of sorrow. You don't have to treat crying actually. You have to treat the cause. Because crying is the outside manifestation of some deep sorrow hidden. So treat the sorrow. Crying is like fever. And cause is like the malaria. You have to treat the dengue or malaria, which is within. Simply treating fever with paracetamol tablets, every day taking paracetamol, how long you are going to take? You have to treat the cause. Unless and until you treat the cause, so crying is just the symptom. It's the clinical feature of inside pathology, which is sorrow, which is suppression, which is depression, which is frustration, which is some deep agony, some misery, some memory, something of the past that is terrorizing and terrifying the heart and mind. So Baba is saying, where there is happiness, there will be not any crying. Tears of happiness or of love is not said to be crying. So dry the tank of tears. Dry the tank of tears in the heat of yoga. This is the most celebrated, very famous statement by Baba. That you have to know what to do. This you have to create the heat of yoga. Yes. detachment from sanskars, detachment from physical situations, detachment from that deep sanskar which is within me, increasing my own understanding of situations, of souls, of knowledge, of everything. And because unless and until that happens, the crying will continue. The crying will go on. Patients come in to us in our OPD and they say, one soul had come, I asked, what is the problem? And that soul said, I cry. I said, how many times? She said, 28 times a day. So she had counted her crying. And sometimes even more. Somebody says something, cry. Somebody says something, cry. So crying is a sign. The man never cries. The man never cries. Man means not male or female. The man never cries. It's a sign of weakness. And why we want to show our weakness? We don't want a sympathy from somebody. We don't have that attention-seeking behavior. Sometimes crying is an attention-seeking behavior. It's a flaw in personality. Trying to understand, going to the depth of the thing, and try to know the cause. What is making me cry? I'm not here for crying thing. And crying, if suppose he cries, do I think he is strong? Others will go and sympathize with him. Oh, what happened? Now the first question I said was, how to stop crying when you are crying? The second was, how not to cry? Now the third is, what to do, how to console somebody who is crying? How to stop him cry? That is the third, which is homework for you. If suppose somebody else is crying, not me, now what I will do for him so that his crying stops? Okay, so increase this heat of yoga and become the embodiment of game. So much knowledge Baba has given about drama and so many things. But still if we are crying, then probably we are attached to the situation. Today's slogan is about detached observer. Be a detached observer and watch this drama, this scene, this plaything, this Mickey Mouse, this cartoon show which is going on, and enjoy it rather than becoming the part of that drama and sitting and crying and crying and wasting your time in crying. Crying is a great wastage of time. Detach means somebody you have to become very hard inside. No, that's why I said you have to explore your crying. That's why I said you have to explore the crying. Why I am crying? What is the root cause of crying? What is the etiology? What is the deep reason for which I am crying? To know that is very important. Yeah. When ego is hurt, you cry. When the ego is hurt, if it hurts, it's ego. And when ego is hurt within, you cry. So it's all self-understanding, what I want from others. I have to remain an independent personality. My happiness doesn't, once Dadi Janki had said, my happiness doesn't come from others. And that's why others do not have the right to take away my happiness. Because the source of my happiness is Swayambhu, within me. It's not outside. Had it been outside, then others will have right to take it away. Others will come and hijack my happiness. But they can't, because my source of happiness is within me. And it doesn't depend on material happiness. It doesn't depend on worldly name, fame, position, post, money, wealth, happiness of the world, worldly comforts, conveniences, places, persons, all this external paraphernalia. It doesn't depend on me. My happiness is emerging from within me. It is self-luminous, Swayambhu. So I cannot become unhappy because of others. So treatment of crying is a treatment for unhappiness rather. But still, in emergency situation, if you want to stop crying, you should also have some methods. Om Shanti.